Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. For those of you who know well the state of Tennessee, what I'm about to say will come to no surprise. For everybody else, well then, listen up. There are really only three kinds of temptations for people who live in this part of the country. Number one, the temptation to go to Memphis. Then you come to your senses and you realize, that's just so far away. And shoot, we got good barbecue and good music right here, right? Number two, the second temptation is to go to Nashville. But then you realize you're really not all that into country music, and that's what YouTube's for anyway, right? So the third and final temptation is the hardest, and it's the most Christ-like of all temptations. And that's to wander off into the wilderness of the Smokies. Huh? Am I right? Yes. Yes, the devil will meet you there, but you've got God's word, and you have your baptism, you've got nothing to fear. Christ was led off into the wilderness to be tempted by the evil one, by Satan. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. No surprise. The substance of God in Christ Jesus needs no food or drink, for he's God. Spirit. Spirit needs no food. But the substance of God, by the mystery of the incarnation, became flesh, became man. He was conceived, born, cried, ate, slept, died. Hebrews 2, verse 17 says, therefore he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service of God, making propitiation for the sins of the people. He had to be made like his brothers in every respect. He slept, ate, drank, died. But let's not forget, he was also tempted. Just like you or I would have been tempted. Jesus said, temptations are sure to come. It's right up there in that category of death and taxes. I used to think that, so what? So Jesus was tempted. I mean, come on, he's God. No big deal, right? It's like watching a football game where you already know the ending. It's no surprise what was going to happen even from the start. The odds were in the victor's favor. But that doesn't capture the vulnerability. That doesn't appreciate Jesus' full humanity. He became man. He, just like you or I, would have to, endured all the devil's darts, every temptation to sin, from hunger, break your fast, Jesus, break it, turn these stones into bread, to identity, deny your destiny, Jesus, suicide, throw yourself down from here, deny your cross, to his father-son relationship of trust. Just bow down and worship me, and all this shall be yours. And he endured that like a man. I mean, a man like us would have had to endure it against a spiritual enemy, meeting the dark Lord in the darkest of armies, out in the wilderness, all by himself. And fighting back with what? help from others? Fighting back with only one thing, the Word of God alone. How many times did you hear him say, "It is written"? 3 times. It is written. It is written. And through all this, this fighting with that simple Word of God, he remains sinless, he remains selfless, he remains Son of God. Tempted, yet persevering, our Lord Jesus. Therefore, he proves it is possible for a man like you or me to stand up against the forces of evil. It's possible. Even in your weakest moments, simple and steadfast trust in God's Word will see you through to victory. Trust the Word. Know what is written. Fight the good fight of faith. When you feel the tempter's power, don't give in. You've got the greatest weapon in all history. You have God's Word. Fight like a man. God, after all, provides you the way of escape. But don't forget, in your fumbling, to remember that right verse, to say the right thing. In your weakness, when you give in, and when you botch it from the very start, and the tempter plays you like a trumpet, then remember Hebrews 2:17. Write it down. Put it on your palm. Write it next to your bed if you need to. Remember this. Therefore, he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a faithful and high priest in service of God, making propitiation for the sins of the people. In other words, he was tempted and endured for you. He persevered in this fight for you. So you can keep that place in the tree of life. And you can praise God for the triumph over every sin, over Satan himself. Be gone. Luther said in the Small Catechism, fasting and bodily preparation are fine outward training. But that person is worthy and well prepared who has faith in these words, given and shed for you, for the forgiveness of sins. During the season of Lent, people begin to fast and pray in order to prepare for the feast to come, right? Easter? It helps us meditate more meaningfully on what Jesus gave up, his life. Remember that we, as we have heard earlier, are tempted and yet give in often. My daughter Kate came home from school this week and she reported to me what her teacher, math teacher, said about their family's Lenten practice. He said, and I quote, "Jesus made me give up my donut." Oh, sure, it's good for a laugh. And there's a time for everything, granted. But I think this also points out something our world largely thinks about Jesus and Lent. He's a lawgiver. He makes me give up something, my donut. And I'll do it because this is the tradition I received and grew up in, and I just might be a better person if I follow the rules and pass on the sweets and turn off the social media for 40 days. But just like every donut has a hole, such faith has something missing from it, the very heart of it, the very center, that Jesus came to fulfill the law. He came to fight the good fight. He's the one that was tempted in the wilderness, and he won. I fail, he'll win. He always has, and my faith is not in me and my donut given up, it's in him. And what he gave up, his righteousness, so that I can eat of his sacrifice and live. Jesus suffered and died so that our sins would be forgiven. Jesus rose again from the dead to show us the hope of everlasting life. Something my fasting and bodily preparation can never do. Fasting and bodily preparation are fine outward training, but that person is worthy and well-prepared who has faith in these words, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Such is the cup of the New Testament that we take in Jesus' blood. Such help us to remember that God is not just a lawgiver, he's love. Such helps us to remember to test the Spirit. Such helps us to remember to do this in remembrance of me. For as often as you drink this bread, eat this bread, and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So there we have it. It's Lent. We're in the 40-day period. Jesus was tempted. We'll be tempted. But for us fights the valiant one whom God himself elected. Ask we, who is this? Jesus Christ it is. He is here, he is for you, he's in his supper. And through him, we, God's people, are victorious. He alone. May all hearts believe it. In Jesus' name, amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.